It's another fourth-place finish for Jackson Goldstone. The Squamish native clocked in at 3 minutes, 19.983 seconds on September 9 in Les Gets, France, missing out on hardware by the narrowest of margins as French bronze medalist Loris Vergier edged him out, 3:19.936. Things went down to the wire as another Frenchman, Benoît Coulange, took the win by just 0.16 seconds, 3:19.573, over runner-up Andreas Kolb from Austria, 3:19.733. Having won both the qualifying and semifinals in Les Gets, it was the 28-year-old Coulange's first elite World Cup win, which prompted home fans to storm the finish area in celebration. Loïc Bruni ended up 5th, 3:20.228, but continues to lead the UCI overall rankings. Finn Iles rebounded from a disappointing disqualification last week to place 9th, 3:23.315. Goldstone can at least be proud of getting into the saddle after being waylaid by illness earlier in the week. "This week's been a battle," he revealed on his Instagram account. "The sickness floating around got to me and hit me hard yesterday. Thankfully got some good rest and good meds and I'm feeling much better for race day." Results roundup. Huge, vocal crowds lined a dry and dusty track to watch the world's best downhill riders deliver a masterclass on the formidable deep dirt and polished routes of Mont Cherry. Dane Jewett, just over a month removed from his Kronkworx Whistler fairy tale, broke the line in 8th during the men's junior downhill, 3:34.100. Meanwhile, fellow Sea to Sky biker Dylan Marino continues his inaugural World Cup season with a 15th-place outing, 3:36.182. America's Ryan Pinkerton made it 2 weekends in a row on the top of the box by following up his Loudonville victory with another decisive win, 3:25.358. In second was top Canadian John Mozell from North Vancouver, 3:29.085, while Pinkerton's compatriot Evan Medcalf claimed third, 3:29.136. Maureen Kabiru fired up the home audience with her victory in the women's elite event, 3:47.390, a faultless final run in the steep and testing conditions. Slovenia's Monika Rastnik wound up second, just under 4 seconds back with a precise and aggressive run, 3:51.369. Nina Hoffmann of Germany earned bronze, 3:51.907. Valentina Hall continues to lead the series with 2 rounds to come, but a rare error saw her careen off the track in corner number 3 and finish 10th, 4:15.158. Full results are available online.